Hello, this is Pastor Mark. I welcome you to Pastor Markcast. My observations of current events in the context of how we understand God, what we understand about people, and how to find meaning in our own lives. Today I'll be talking about it's not over until it's over. I remember laughing when I first heard the sentence, "It ain't over until it's over." Yogi Berra said this during the 1973 baseball season. At that time, Yogi was the manager of the New York Mets. The Mets were in last place, and much of the press thought that the Mets season was over during the summer. Members of the press asked Yogi if the Mets season was over. He replied, "It ain't over until it's over." The Mets, of course, won the division title that year and went on to the World Series, where they lost to the Oakland A's. Yogi's point is well taken. There is no point in quitting. Play your hardest until the contest really is over. I was reminded of this during the weekend as I watched the Mets play the Phillies. On Saturday, I was feeling a little blue as the Phillies held the lead over my beloved Mets. Yet the ninth inning changed everything. Alonso, a.k.a. the Polar Bear, won the game for us. It wasn't over until it was over. Yesterday, the Mets were doing fine. We had the lead and were cruising along. It looked like a sure win until the sixth inning. In that inning, our pitching fell apart and we went on to lose the game. The game wasn't over until it was over. I hope that we all learn a lesson from these games. We must never feel overconfident when we are winning, but never feel despondent when we're losing. The game isn't over until it's over, and our fate can change in a moment. What did the first disciples of Jesus feel like on Good Friday? They must have been depressed and despondent. The story wasn't over until it was over. The story of Jesus continued until the day of resurrection, to the ascension and Pentecost. With all due respect to Yogi Berra, I would change his quote to, "It isn't over until God says it's over." We in the Christian church, who strive to live faithfully, often face difficult times. All of the Reformed churches in our area are smaller and financially poorer than we were 50 years ago. We sometimes feel like giving up, believing that our efforts are all in vain. I feel that way sometimes. But then the Holy Spirit reminds me, it isn't over until God says it is. And God hasn't said that yet. Good times will not last forever, and neither do bad times. It will be over when God says it is. Until then, let us be faithful, creative, hard-working disciples. Above all, let us never despair when we face difficult times. Millions of Christians before us have faced hard times. We are here because they didn't give up either. Well, my friends, this concludes this edition of Pastor Markcast. I know it is not easy to follow Jesus and obey him, but it is worth trying. When we do so, we benefit all those around us, and we fully know the peace that only God can give to us. I ask you to make this attempt, and may God bless your good intentions. To read more of my blogs, to hear more of my podcasts, or to watch my children's Bible story videos, please visit my website, www.markwilliamennis.com.